I read this story this morning about the Titans, you may have heard. They've got a construction and event hire giant called TFH, who've been the major sponsor and naming rights sponsor for quite some time. And they've torn up the contract. And the story says it's all about Ryan James' grand final speech. And I scratched my head and said, look, he was doing a welcome to country. And he got halfway through it and said, I'm lost. Poor bugger. Got stage fright. Didn't do anything intentionally, just got stage fright. Now, if they'd said that we're dumping the performance or dumping the sponsorship because of performance, the dismal performance this year, and because they can't beat time with a stick, no one goes and watch them, and there's, you know, a bit of doubt about their future. People are always talking about them being put out. Well, I'd cop that. I'd say, well, look, who'd want to put their money into a, you know, a place that's running last and no one sees any future in? But to actually say that Ryan's embarrassing NRL grand final appearance was a major reason for the termination, what sort of company is this? He wasn't on the tiles as full as a state school. He was immaculately presented. He was doing the welcome to country, and he forgot where he was. We've all done that, haven't we, whether it's at school or somewhere else through our lives. You know, think about all the weddings you've been to where Dad buggers up the speech and loses his place, or the best man does, or the, you know, the groom does. People get stage fright. And there in front of 82,000 people, yes, he lost his place, and he said, I'm sorry, I'm lost. And there was great sympathy for him for being so honest. And the poor bloke is now having to put up with this mob, TFH, saying he was a major reason for the... Look, tell the truth. You don't want to be associated with them because they can't win a game. Just tell the truth. They get lapped. They've sacked more coaches than any other club in the competition in recent times. But don't put it at the feet of the young bloke, for God's sake. Now, Michael says, while I agree with you about the Titans sponsorship, blaming Ryan James from withdrawing the sponsorship, he needs to read the full... Well, I've read the full letter, mate. I've read the full letter in detail. It was the team's bad performance, then coupled with Ryan's forgetting his lines. Michael at Main Beach, it's pretty simple. The bloke that runs the place, he discussed Ryan James in detail. He said he was blaming the Titans' dismal performance this year and James is embarrassing and offensive NRL grand... What's offensive about it? He forgot his lines. How's that offensive? When the Indigenous star failed to finish his welcome to country, he said it's a major reason for the termination. So, Michael, I don't know where you read what you read, but I'm reading directly from Greg Stolz's story in the Courier Mail. They've been a sponsor for quite some time, and they've decided that his embarrassing and offensive performance was one of the reasons they terminated his contract. What was offensive about it? The poor bugger forgot his lines. So, Michael, I don't in any way back away from my comment earlier. I mean, yes, look, all I said was, and I'll repeat, just simply say, look, we can't be associated with such failure. That's all you had to say. They failed at every hurdle. We don't want to be associated. We're a successful company. But why would you do that? Why would you throw Ryan James under the bus? Because he forgot some lines. Because he got stage fright. Chris says public speaking for anyone, except maybe people like you do it all the time, is one of the most stressful things you can do. Just because you're a footballer in the public spotlight every day doesn't mean you can stand in front of 80,000 people and millions of TV viewers and make a speech without getting nervous. In this day and age with the focus on mental health, I think it's appalling. They use this as the reason, or one of the reasons, for dumping the Titans. I hope the poor lad has all the support he needs and sponsor fades off and is forgotten by everyone. Well, like I said, had the sponsor simply said, we can't tolerate their performance, we've had a gutful of it, we don't want to be associated with him in any shape or form, fair enough. But throwing the young bloke under the bus is not the way to go. And I don't know Ryan James, but he has my sympathy now that he's been identified as the reason they've lost sponsorship. That's just a dreadful thing to put on him. And I keep stressing what they've said about him, you know, is just disgraceful. He didn't get on the drink. He didn't do anything bad. How is it offensive? It was embarrassing, yes, for him, mostly. But how is it offensive that he forgot the lines? How's that offensive? You want to wake up to yourself. TFH. I'd like to know what the acronym stands for.